broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, September 10th, 2021. 21 minutes past the hour. Now, we had an interesting time there last hour, and I appreciate everybody who called in, people who were critical and people who were not. But I started last hour by saying, anytime you're critical, people will attack you. Not the problem, they'll attack you. And, you know, that's what happened last hour at the end. But yet, I appreciate that opinion, but I don't know that Lois Fisher does not like me, and I really don't have any offhanded remarks about Lois. I can't think of anything negative that I've ever said about her, except that I did not know why the street next to the Harding Hotel was fixed. So beyond that, I have no idea. So there's that. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, one day ago, because we always do want to have our facts straight here, when it came to the Popcorn Festival Parade, this is the message that went out via them on Facebook. Attention, attention, just a reminder, here is the parade route for this year's festival. We have noticed some folks have set up chairs already and that do not correspond with the parade route. And then they give you the parade route. Now, this was posted one day ago, so they're saying people are setting up chairs outside of the parade route. Now, was this parade route posted anywhere before they noticed that chairs were in the wrong place? Why were people setting chairs in the wrong place? I'm sure they had sat there for 40 years, and it's just a question. It's just a question. And if this is how the Popcorn Festival communicates, then why is it not okay for me to take their answers through Facebook and messages like this, areas like this? Again, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss it. But, well, you know, and yet people are getting a little angry this morning about, I guess, talking about things going on in the community, but that's okay. I'm not really sure about, and I don't want to read this message word for word, because maybe they don't want me to read it word for word. Well, I'll give you as much of this as possible, because it's public on Facebook. Perhaps you will soon be out of your element when you try to broadcast to the world. Don't forget that your small city isn't concerned about how you know better about everything and remind everyone of it. No one, and I mean no one, wants to hear they could do much better when the person is doing the best they can do with what they have. If you are not part of the group, you may be part of the problem for the group. Get involved and volunteer your hours without trying to be the big shot many people do. Well, sure, whatever you'd like me to do. But people get angry anytime you have any type of critique about anything, because I guess if nobody pays attention to it, then it didn't happen. That's odd to me, because the parade's over, and what happened happened. So now I would think people would want to talk about how we could fix this for next year. Well, let's get together and decide how we could help this from happening again. And I just don't get that. That mentality is always there, and I guess people can have that mentality, but it's very odd to me. I think I'm exactly in my element. I'm talking about local things. I have never turned down anybody from doing anything. And I don't understand that perspective. Go ahead, caller.
I guess I'm missing out. I just tuned in and stuff. What change was made? I didn't see a change. I was 10 minutes late, but I always sit down there close to opposite of the jersey, and that's where I was last night. But where did the parade change? I didn't see a change.
Well, apparently there was a change in the route last night.
I mean, it was the same right there at the jersey as always has been.
Well, did you see people's chairs set up in the wrong place?
Pardon?
Did you see people's chairs set up in the wrong place?
Well, I just saw chairs where they always are. They're on Center Street. Did they change it farther down on Center Street, or because there wasn't any change on the east end up by the jersey?
Let me take a look here.
I don't understand.
Okay, it says... okay, this was the message that I got. It says, they have always started it at the jersey, and they are moving all these people down past the mobile station. And there's pictures of this going on last night. But you weren't there at the beginning.
Past the mobile station?
Yeah.
Well, when I got there, I had missed, I got there at 6:09, and they were coming out right there from Forest Lawn.
Yeah, they pulled out on Forest Lawn, but apparently they were moving people down, and I'm not sure why that was.
Moving what people?
The people that were sitting there, I guess.
The people were still sitting across from the jersey where they always sit, and that's where I ended up too, right across the jersey there in front of that church. And the parade came right out of the Forest Lawn like it always did. The only thing that I had a problem with was, you know, they have people that are still lined up farther east, and then as they come out of Forest Lawn, they take turns sometimes and let, you know, some of them come that are already waiting from the east of this lawn. But there were a couple of times they started letting them both come. And I thought, well, that's not right. I mean, having two lines of traffic, I mean, two processions on the...
So what happened?
Side and on the, so I don't know why they did that, because... They should have just had one stream of flow, but I still don't understand. I don't see how there was any change in the route.
Well, that's a report that we got last night, that they were moving people from in front of the jersey down past the mobile station. Now, I was not at the parade. I will admit to that.
I was there, and like I said, people were in front of the jersey. People were across the street there in front of that rental place and down by in front of that church. People were sitting there and watching, and we were watching the parade. Like I said, I missed the first 10 minutes, and there was a few bands. I didn't know if Harding was there or not because I was late, so I thought, well, I must have missed Harding. But I did see Ridgedale and Elgin and Pleasant.
And I don't, you know, the truth of the matter.
I didn't see a big change.
Well, I guess I'm not sure what the Popcorn Festival was talking about then when they said there were people set up outside of the parade route and there were changes made. I don't know what they're talking about then.
No, I don't either.
I don't understand why there was no Grand Marshal.
Well, I never paid that much attention to that part. I just watched the bands and the dance troops and all that stuff.
I don't know. I just think it's very interesting how upset people get when you cannot criticize things in Marion. They don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know the big deal about our Grand Marshal because I don't pay that much attention to the political people riding in their cars and that stuff. I'm more interested in the bands and the businesses and the floats and And, you know, the little kids that, in their, I didn't see any ball teams. I didn't, they used to have football teams and stuff like that. I didn't see that. Of course, I said I missed the first 10 minutes, so.
Maybe they moved everybody before you got there. Or tried to move them. I'm guessing if they tried to move these people, that they did not move.
But there wasn't any reason to move.
Well, that's what I think.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. Well, you said they were bringing them out at the same time.
Yeah,
why do you think that happened?
That I don't know. I mean, it was fine up until a point, and then they let a semi come down through there. Had like a seat pulling a thing, you know, people sitting in it. I think it was about the.
I don't know. It's just, it's interesting to me. I mean, I was aware.
That's why I just didn't understand when I turned the radio on and said the parade route has changed.
That's what they said. I mean, I'm just reading the Popcorn Festival thing yesterday on Facebook, that there were chairs set up out. I guess I'm just confused on why it is so important to defend something that went wrong. And then they just attack the person making the comment. That's funny to me. I mean, I just...
The thing is, what went wrong, except that there wasn't, as you said, there wasn't a...
Well, I'm confused on why. I'm confused why on Monday night I ask them who the grand marshal was going to be. It's always published in the paper. We always bring it up on the air, and their response to me was, "We haven't announced that publicly yet. Stay tuned." And they didn't have one.
Yeah,
now, why not just say that?
I don't know. Unless maybe the person they have in mind. Refused, I wouldn't.
Well, and if that's true, let us know.
Yeah. As I said, I don't know anything about the grand marshal part of it, but I just was confused about saying that the route changed.
I can tell you, a lot of people were, I mean, I am not here to name names, and I didn't go to the parade, but a lot of people were not satisfied with the parade last night. Now, people will say, what did they do to make it right? Well, how do you know a disaster is going to happen until it happens? And I'm not saying the parade was a disaster, but I'm saying if a plane's flying over and it crashes, how can you stop the crash until it crashes? You didn't know it was going to crash.
Well, luckily that plane didn't crash. It does always fly over.
Well, I don't know. It's very odd to me that this attitude we take of, say nothing or say something good. Or don't say anything at all. I mean, goodness gracious. Turn on any radio station in town right now and you'll hear politics galore, calling people every name in the book, and that's been going on for years. We don't do that. I'm talking about things that go on in a community that I have lived in for many decades, that I was born in, and I have just as much a right to say anything as somebody else does. But you know what? I leave the phones open. People can comment. They can say whatever they want to.
I was just confused about that, though, but
I
didn't see anything wrong with the break, but I do agree, though, that something needs to be done about this auditor situation before the city gets run clear into the ground and starts going into debt because of it.
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to talk a little about that in a second. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But there you go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And again, I don't think this has anything to do. I don't have any great insight beyond anybody else, but I find it a little interesting, this line of conversation. All right, go ahead, caller.
This is my suggestion for one of the questions you asked earlier this morning is that I think that's Peter Grant on your cup or glass, whatever it is.
You know, it could be. He was the newsman, wasn't he?
I wouldn't say he was really a newsman. He was just like a cohort. She's the main thing, and he's the person that sits beside her on the rocking couch.
It might be him. I have a book and a documentary on her. I'm going to have to look up the pictures because I know I've seen this guy before. But these are the neatest cups, and I mean to pick them up for $2. That was great.
So where was this great estate sale?
What street was it on? It was over in Chateau toward the back. I think it's online. It was being run by a group called Blue Light Estate
Sales.
Yes,
I know them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your information.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything you'd like to say, any opinions. But it's been an interesting conversation this morning, and now the Popcorn Festival thing is behind us. The Channel 6 thing about the auditor, I don't get it. I don't understand why that was done. I would think maybe we would wait to see what the end result is. I still don't know what the meeting turned out yesterday. I mean, I think that would be interesting to know what happened there. So I feel rough for the auditor in this situation. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you were talking about your tomatoes not getting very big.
Yes.
Tomatoes require four things: nitrogen, protein, calcium. Oh, what's the fourth one? Nitrogen, protein, calcium. I've lost the fourth.
Slip the mind.
But if you don't, huh?
Slip the mind.
No. Nitrogen, protein, calcium. There's four ingredients. And you can get those. I use an organic fertilizer. I get it at Ollie's. It's like $2.99, and I put a little scoop on once a week, and then I let the water carry it into the soil, and I got nice big tomatoes. I know Glenn had said he doesn't use any type of fertilizer. So yeah, there's only so many nutrients in the ground.
Well, I think that may have been the problem. Where I planted them, it was a little bit, the soil was kind of hard where I put them.
Probably clay. Clay, and there's not that many nutrients in clay.
Yeah, so I think that was probably the biggest problem. So hopefully next year it'll get a little better.
Alrighty.
Thank you. And again, we love calls like that as well, 740-383-9944. And the great thing about this station is, to my knowledge, and maybe there are others, I don't know, but in this area, this is one of the only stations where you can call in and say things. You can call in and disagree with me all day long. That's kind of the point. That's why this is a topic this morning. But, you know, the Popcorn Festival is what it is, and I guess, at this point, I really don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the end result is, and we'll see where we are in a couple months with that. Okay, but the ABC 6 thing I did not like. I just think that things like that put Marion in a bad light, and somebody calls them, and I don't like a gotcha. Because when you're calling a Columbus television station down here for an issue, I think you're trying to get somebody. Now, the auditor may be doing wrong. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard this whole story yet. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, it seems like today is such a beautiful day, and I just happen to have inside stuff to do every day, and I listen to you, and one thing nice about listening to you, Scott, is that I can turn you on and turn you off.
That's right.
And if you don't like it, well, you could got that option. Isn't it great to still have that freedom thing in the United States of America? And most of the time, I like to turn you on when the comments come across, because I like to get on there and blab. I say me blab, and most of the time, I enjoy talking to you because you're a reasonable man to talk to, and. You keep up the good work, and this is Friday, and just think, boy, There's Saturday, Sunday, and you got to come back to work. You don't sit in a lazy boy all your life. I'll tell you that. You're an up and go getter to get this radio station, and you and your people that work with you, that's a good team. And all the board members and stuff we talk about on the phone here, you know, they are all good members. But there's always a thing. That's why we got the differential. And the good part and the differential. If we don't have that, you wouldn't get nothing accomplished because you wouldn't know what to accomplish. And I think you're doing a great job. You continue it, and I'm looking forward to those snowy days. I hope you're still coming in on the communication wire. The snow don't pile up and cut us off.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good one, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, and that's it. You know, there always is the option to turn somebody off. Now, you never want to be turned off on the radio. That's not what we go for. But, you know, very rarely do I come on the air and speak about something like this because, you know, I like talking to people. I like talking to guests. I like talking to people on the telephone. I like doing the trivia. I like all that stuff. But it just seems to me like yesterday was a very interesting day when it came to these two issues. And it always is fascinating to me how people get so defensive about things, as if people complaining are the crux of the problem. The people complaining really are not the crux of the problem. The people who are in charge, not willing to admit that there's a problem, are the crux of the problem. You know, I think back to the Tecumseh days here in Marion. And, you know, the city of Marion did not work for Tecumseh. People had other jobs. But everybody could clearly see what was going on over there and the riots they were having and the problems they were having. And I'm sure they had an opinion on it. And they certainly had an opinion on it when they left town. But now, if something like that would happen, well, they would blame the bystander. They would say, well, what'd you do about it? Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what you're supposed to do about something after it happens. Now, if you would like me to be involved in the parade next year, if you would like my opinion, which I did give on who would be a grand marshal, if they would have said there's going to be no grand marshal, that would have been fine. This never would have been brought up. There wouldn't even be an issue right now. But I also know, and this is the truth on a lot of this, I know that radio in Marion for years has been very light as far as giving an opinion about anything in Marion. And I'm not sure that's good for the community. Because when Marion Radio started, the founder of Marion Radio was Robert Mason, Bob Mason. And Bob did a show every Sunday criticizing things that were going wrong. Because he felt that going on the air and giving your opinion may motivate some people to fix a problem that heretofore they were not aware of. That keeping things in the dark was the real problem. And I've always felt that way to a certain degree. That's why we have the news. That's why we have newspapers. That's why we have news reports on the air. That's why we have people who come on and do editorials. Because you try to tell people what's going on. You know, I was at the city council meeting on Monday night, Tuesday night, the two-hour city council meeting. Certainly the city of Marion wasn't there. I would say there was maybe 30 people in a county of 65,000. But everybody's got an opinion on it. And even Channel 6 came down yesterday and did a little story on it. And you know what? More people do know about it after we have talked about it on the air. So, you know, there you go. What can you do? Okay, now, here's a picture. Now, maybe this is some insight. There are people holding a sign that says Grand Marshal. Now, was it the military last night? Now, if that's true, that's good. Was that the Grand Marshal last night? Was somebody at the parade that can tell me this? Because if this was the Grand Marshal last night, well, that's a great choice. I just don't know why we didn't know. I find that the odd part. Why we did not know. But you know what? That's the way it goes. Again, phone lines remain open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. In memory of 9/11/2001. So, was the Grand Marshal 9/11? The military. Then a 9/11 tribute behind that. Okay, so it was the military. There you go. Now, how many people knew that? Well, apparently nobody listening this morning knew that. You know, some days it's a little confusing around here. But that's good. But you know what makes me confused now is why that wasn't reported anywhere. That's great if the military... Who better than the military to be the Grand Marshal? Now, why could that not just be said? Well, why was that so difficult? That's a good, you know, the 20 years of 9/11 coming up, that's a big, big deal on Saturday. But why that wasn't just said, beyond me. But if it was the military, well, then that's a good choice. See? Now we're solving problems. But the parade route, I don't know. Some people said the parade route changed. Some people said the parade route did not change. There's a thing posted on the Popcorn, a post on the Popcorn Festival Facebook page about the parade route changing. So, I don't know. Again, maybe this is the crux of the problem. Communication. Which, again, is what we're talking about with the Cardinals. As people called in and said this morning, they only knew about the Cardinals from listening to this station. Or through the newspaper. You know, the newspaper did do an article. It's hard to get the information out. How do you do it? How do you fix it? In regard to 9/11, by the way, the Waldo Fire Department will be having a remembrance ceremony Saturday. At 8:30 a.m. So the Waldo Fire Department, that is very, very important. So now we've got some questions answered to a certain degree at this point. Now, phone lines again are open for the next 12 minutes, 740-383-9944. Now I can finally pull... Did anybody see the thing on the auditor last night on Channel 6? Somebody sent it to me, but again, I don't know that we have fully went through the whole situation with the auditor. I would like to know what went on yesterday at the meeting between the state auditors and the local auditor's office. Now, I have not seen this yet. I have not... heard. I've asked people to try to figure out what went on there, and hopefully we'll hear at some point what went on there, because that again will give us another piece of the puzzle, and hopefully at some point we'll get to the collective middle and we'll know exactly what's going on. All right, 740-383-9944. I asked this question yesterday. Who was the first? Well, in 1981, the Popcorn Festival started. Now, they had three performers that year. Big-name performers. Can anybody name the performers? Now, I'll tell you this. One of these performers has been on this show. Obviously, they were not here back in 1981. But they have been on this show. Who were the entertainment for the Marion Popcorn Festival... back in 1981, there were three performances, because two are single people, and then one is a group. Who were the performers for the first Popcorn Festival? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Got a question, Scott.
Yes.
About 4:30 this morning, I was going out Route 95.
Right.
And they had a sign up that said, accident ahead. And I could see way off in the distance, like up around 98, that there was a bunch of flashing lights. Anybody know what was going on up there?
Well, that went on all day yesterday. That started yesterday, that issue, probably before 4 o'clock. Now, nobody has released exactly what happened, but there was an electric... Well, there was a pole. I don't want to say it was an electric pole.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing that's what it was. But the pole...
I just wondered.
Yeah, somehow had cracked.
All righty.
So that's what it was. But it's clear now. Yeah, it's cleared up now, thank goodness. The pole is in better shape. So, all right. Who were the performers in the 1981 Popcorn Festival, at the 1981 Popcorn Festival? One of these people has been on this show as a guest. I did not know they were a part of the first Popcorn Festival. Three big groups, and these are fairly big names. I'm sure they were very big names back in 1981, 40 years ago. Interesting. Does anybody know? Can anybody recess their brain 41 years ago back to the, well, I guess 40 years ago, 40 years ago to the 1981 Popcorn Festival? All right, go ahead, caller.
Was one Willie Nelson?
Not the first year, no. Willie Nelson did appear, but not the first year.
Okay, and then I got a thing about that. They said Mr. Neff.
Yes, Mr. Neff.
They're after him. Well, maybe he's a quiet person, and sometimes you learn more by listening.
You know, I don't know.
Maybe there was a lot going on, and a lot of people, well, there's a lot of stuff. I don't know the meeting, how it was and stuff. Maybe he just thought it was better to be quiet. I don't know.
Well, you know, honestly, I don't know what happened there, to be honest. I really don't know. But he was the only person who did not speak on city council. I think that was the point being made. I don't know. I've never, to be honest with you, I don't think I've ever spoken to Mr. Neff.
Oh, I was going to say maybe there was a lot of people out of talking or something, and he just listened. I don't know.
I don't know. He sat there. He was there. But he didn't ask any questions. So I don't know, but apparently that was not something the mayor or Ayers Ratliff, as you can tell, liked.
Well, was there a lot of talking going on, or just the quiet?
Oh, no,
well,
no, no.
That's what I said. Maybe if it was me, I'd probably just kind of sit there and not say anything, listen to everybody else, so... And different stuff. Maybe they were asking the questions he would ask or whatever was going on. And
well, I think there has been some referral, or certainly there's some innuendo, if you listen to it, that he has not that he has protected the auditor. And the fact that he would not have any questions for the state auditor or the local auditor's office when everybody else on council did... makes him complicit, I think, is what they said. Now, people will have to draw their own conclusions on that, but that's, I think, what the point that some people are trying to make.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. But no, usually if you make a mistake, if it's very much, you usually get fired. But I could see Mr., you know, I think his name's Landon, that if he was voted in, but still, it shouldn't be, unless there's something in the software that's messing him up. If he's doing that, no, he should, you know, I guess go.
Well, people can make their own decisions on Landon, but what I just was not comfortable with was that piece that ran on Channel 6 last night, because I know they had to be called in for that, and I don't know that they reported anything that the local media has reported. And we don't know what happened in the meeting yesterday between the state auditors and the local auditor's office. And I think we should have that information before we continue on reporting on this. So why Channel 6 was here, I really don't know. But if people are really concerned about people criticizing Marion, certainly that story on a news source that is broadcast all throughout Central Ohio was not very good last night.
I don't get the news. I have little blocks where I have to key it in,
and the far stick I have, so I'll have to bring that up. I didn't know it was on there.
I don't know. You know, and isn't it interesting? I mean, some people say the popcorn route changed, and some people say it didn't. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I did not go to the parade. But it's all very peculiar to me, because I have one person saying that they shoot them down away from the Jersey, past the mobile station, and then I had another caller say she went up there and there were people in front of the Jersey, and then I have the...
My daughter told me there were I don't know if it's floats and stuff up around Fay Bank and stuff around that area. So she had a hard time. She had to go way past, you know, like Fay Bank and stuff to. I didn't know the streets were blocked that far off because I never went to the parade and different stuff. So, but there were floats and stuff up. I guess things up all around that street. So I don't know, you know, if it changed or where, you know. Goes and everything. So.
You know, I'm just confused, though. If the military was the Grand Marshal, which is a great choice, I don't know why nobody ever said anything.
The person that was the Grand Marshal, maybe they had that COVID or something, they don't say it.
Well, somebody said,
I don't know.
Well, since I've been on this morning, they've said that the Grand Marshal was the military last night, but why that was never... mentioned, I don't understand why nobody who's called in this morning knew that, why when I asked them who the Grand Marshal was, they never responded with that, why it was never in the paper. I don't get that. That's a great choice for the Grand Marshal.
I haven't seen anything in the paper. I don't think about the Popcorn Festival, period, and stuff. They need to put that. Nothing's in about Marion. I'm thinking about quitting it again. I quit it for about 3 months.
Well, they did it. What day was it? Tuesday or Wednesday, there was a front page story about the Popcorn Festival.
Maybe there was. I just kind of skipped over that.
Right, but I would think they would mention that, hey, it's the military. And I think a lot of people probably would have went just to pay respects to the military. But when I asked them on Monday night who the Grand Marshal was, they said, we haven't released that yet. Stay tuned. Well, they never did say anything.
Well, is it the float mark, Grand Marshal, whoever it is?
Well, apparently there was a banner. And you know what? People who called in this morning didn't even know it because it wasn't... publicized. I don't quite understand that.
Yes, they need to put more stuff about Marion in the paper because I could read it in a few minutes. I mean, I don't read sports and stuff, and there's nothing to it except a whole page of gutters and then another whole page of an ad of something, and you take those out and you've got like two pages or something.
And
I'm thinking about canceling again. Nothing's in it about Marion, and that's what I want to know. The world news I can get on and my far stick and I see I don't get news and I have to get on my far stick and kind of click it, you know, and so I'm going to get on and look this Channel 6 up.
Yeah, look that Channel 6 story. And again, I don't even know why it happened. I hate that even bringing it up is going to encourage people to watch it because I'm not defending Landon and I'm not defending the city right now, but the fact that I know somebody called them to come down here because Columbus, Ohio is not monitoring Marion, and the fact that somebody called them to come down here and do that story, I just think that's unfair to Landon. I think that's unfair to the city. I think that's unfair to the mayor and the people who did give interviews yesterday because we don't have all the facts yet. So I don't know why that story was done, but there you go.
I wonder why the Columbus paper hasn't. Usually they'll pick up on stuff like that and print stuff about, you know, that situation.
Well, maybe they're waiting to hear. Maybe they're waiting to hear what the state auditors say, which I think the local people are. I think that's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah, but a lot of them, since Channel 6, I have a feeling Columbus paper will probably have something now.
Well, you're right. You're right. Yeah. That's how it goes. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Again, asking who was the entertainment at the first Marion Popcorn Festival. And again, I appreciate everybody who's called in. We've had 3 hours of dialogue this morning. Now, some of you have agreed with me, and some of you have not, and some of you have sent messages and pictures and so on and so forth. I appreciate the response regardless, because that's what this station's all about. You don't have to agree with us all the time. You don't have to disagree with us all the time. But the fact that you can be heard, I don't know any other place right now in Marion, Ohio, where that exists. So I thank you for that. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker comes up in about 15 minutes, and then the Exchange Club today at 1:15, and Angie and I will be on tonight 8 to 10. We'll be talking about this continuously, I'm sure, throughout the day. Don't go anywhere.
Be sure to tape it.
Well, that's something. Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Sure.
Yeah, I liked it, too. So how long have you had this show?
This show?
Yeah.
This particular incarnation of this